He never gave up on us. The Creator, He never gave up on us. And our challenge is not to give up on Him. And I know that many of us are going through very hard difficulties in our life, and we're going through big tests in life, and we're finding ourselves really, really being tested and going through very, very hard difficulties and challenges, and it's not easy. And most of us don't have the vessels and the power of understanding of really what's going on in their lives. But the thing is that the Creator, He doesn't have complaints on us, and He doesn't have expectations from us. And all of that crazy method of Hashem is angry, Hashem is upset on me, Hashem is disappointed for me, all of that is a filthy lie. It's a filthy lie. It's not. It doesn't exist in the world. The Gemara is explaining that the Creator got the midah of anger, and the Gemara is asking, what do you mean that He's angry? What, Hashem can be angry? So they're saying He's got a certain moment in the day that in that moment He's angry. So they're asking, what is the time of His anger? How are you going to measure that time? So they're saying, it's the time that it takes for a person to say, rega, moment. Like, there's no time to it. Rega, finish. That, it's not a second. That's how upset He is a day. Okay, that's how much time He's spending on being angry. As the time that it takes you to say the word anger. That finish. It's like, oh, you relax now? Yeah, for sure. Why? What's happened? Nothing happened. So He's got a certain thought a day of anger, and that's it. And except of that, He is a loving kindness. He is a grace and mercy. His patience and understanding and kindness and love and support and honesty and dignity and love and everything you need. What you need, He's there. Okay, so He was upset. Before you notice that He was upset, He's already come down and everything relaxed. And it's, He doesn't have the problem. Our problem is our lack of preparation to the relationship with Him. Because He, even when He is testing you, He's standing Himself in the place of the test. Means He's saying to, even let's say there is a trial, and in that trial it's been decided that now you need to go through a certain test. So what Hashem Yitbarach, the Creator, what is He doing? He's saying, okay, I'll test Him. Finish with the problem. He will be now the one to execute the punishment on you. Means that no one will punish you. He will just like a father that saw now that his son took a stone and broke a window of a neighbor. Okay, great. What that father is doing? His kid was wild. He took a stone. He threw it on the window of the neighbor. Now, what the father is doing? He knows his son is guilty. But he also knows that if his son will stay outside, the neighbor will go out from his house and gonna break his son to pieces. He also knows that. So what he's doing? He's coming outside also. He takes his kid in his arm and slap him in front of the neighbor. And he's saying to his kid, I'm gonna show you. And he's taking him back home. And that's how he finished the story. And he's showing that neighbor that he will take care of him, and for sure he's going to punish him. And what is he doing? He's just saving him from sure death. Because that neighbor will never going to have that mercy of him, of the father, on his child. So the father must slap his child for a second to do the worst thing. He doesn't want to do that. But he must do it because he wants to save his son. So he slapped you now. So he closed you in your house now. So he locked the door now. So he took your money. So, oh, he made you crazy now. Yes, but you don't see the picture. You don't understand what's going on here. The only thing that goes on here is that Hashem Yitbarach is upgrading you and bringing you to the next level and healing you and helping you and purifying you and cleansing you and supporting you and building you and giving you faith and giving you wealth and giving you a lot of things that you don't know. Do you know with which diseases and illnesses and sicknesses and weaknesses your body is dealing every day? Do you know how many times your body overpowered on cancer, killed cancer? Do you know that maybe you win the war against cancer maybe 7 times in your life? You don't know. If you never found yourself in the hospital and doctors told you you have A, you have B, you have C, so you don't know. But I tell you that every time that you walk in the street and suddenly you see an orange in the vegetable store, in the fruit store, and you say, hey, you know, today I'll eat an orange. That you walk in the street and you see a restaurant and you say, wow, I feel like I want to eat pasta today. And then you go home and you prepare for yourself pasta. I'm telling you that inside the ingredients of that pasta, there is the cure for your cancer. In that orange, there are the vitamins and the particles that required for your body to beat plagues and diseases and weaknesses that you're not aware to at all. Because you don't know what the smoke caused, and you don't know what the alcohol caused, and you don't know what Lashon Hara caused. You don't know anything about your life. The person that have miracles is not aware to the miracles that God is doing with him. You think, no, I'm healthy, thank God, nothing, everything is good. You're crazy. You don't know what's going on with you. Every moment Hashem is saving your life. Hashem is reviving you. You are a walking dead person. But you're alive because Hashem is reviving you and healing you and making sure that you will continue and going to survive. And you can never imagine how stupid and dumb you are, how many mistakes you made, how many bad decisions, how many awful, awful decisions you took until today that you really lost your life. So many times you committed suicide and you're alive. And you think, oh, I have siyata dishmaya, yeah, I have help from... You don't understand how much. We don't appreciate the Creator's love and kindness to us. Have you ever thought that something like that can be exist? Such a world, such a crazy system that works with the gravitation and movement and the speed of the world that is moving and everything and temperature and distance from the sun and the moon and the water and the waves and the ozone and oxygen and vitamins and germs and things that are so important and energy and electricity and warmth and temperature and things that and waves that are beyond sound and waves that are beyond light and things that you're not aware to and affecting on your body and on your soul and on your emotions and on your heart completely that can kill you in a minute. 1 centimeter that the sun will be closer to earth and the world is done. Fried, toast, dead, burned. So, no, that's nature. Come on. Your digesting system, your heart that is working, a pump that is working for 70 years, for 80 years, for 90 years, they're all alone. You're not connecting yourself to the charger every night. Someone is reviving you every night and you're working and working and the system is upgrading your softwares every day at night. iPhone, they learned all of their tricks from us, from the Creator, from what it is doing. You go to sleep with a question, you wake up in the morning with an answer and you don't know how it happened. You go to sleep all confused and lost and don't know what to do with your life and you wake up in the morning and everything is clear and obvious and it can be also from the other side. That all the systems failed and now you're questioning and you're doubting all of your old assumptions, but still, wait a little bit. Wait, breathe a little bit. You're going to see. Chakiyad yavorzam. Wait 1 second until all the anger will disappear, until all of the judgments will going to go blow away with the wind and you will see salvations. To be answered for that, you must have complete faith. Complete faith means complete patience. Ability to breathe, to deal with life, to accept life, to accept life as it is, to breathe. You think I need my salvation today, and if it will come tomorrow, you're going to complain. No, maybe it's better for you not to be redeemed today. Maybe if you will wait till tomorrow, tomorrow you have the vessels that are really required to hold that fortune that you're desiring. Maybe the things that you think that you need are not really the most important things in the list of things that you must receive. Maybe there are things that are much more important, like your humility, for an example. Do you know what's the use, what's the benefit of being a humble person? Or that you have Hashem, the Creator, with you, or that you don't have Him. It's two different things. When you're arrogant, you don't have the Creator on your side. He must hide His face from you. But when you're humble, so you have all of the help in the world, whatever you need, you'll receive in the right time, in the right moment. So it's or that you're arrogant or that you're humble. What are you going to choose? I'll tell you what you're going to choose. What did you choose every day? And in 1 minute, you're choosing to be humble and it brings down salvation to your life. And in another moment, you choose to fight and to argue and to be right and to be ready to throw everything to the garbage and you don't care. And Hashem needs to deal with your craziness because you're crazy. Because you can burn your own house in a minute, in a day, and you don't care. All Judaism, I don't care. Your rabbi, I don't care. Your best friend, I'm your parents. Nothing is important. When you're angry, it can all go to hell. Why? Because you're stupid. And Hashem needs to heal you from this stupidity. You can throw away diamonds to the garbage just because you're angry. And then in the next day, you're going to say, hey, I must make money. You're crazy. Yesterday, I threw thousands of dollars to the garbage. When you're angry, when you're upset, you're throwing money to the garbage, to the sewer. You flush the water on thousands and thousands of dollars. Every time you're upset, every time you're angry. Rabbeinu is bringing that Likutei Moran. When a person is about to receive huge amount of money, Rabbeinu is writing in Likutei Moran, so then from heaven, they're testing him in that midah of anger. And if he will be angry now, he will lose his mind. So he's losing all of that money that was promised to him, that was available for him to take. And if he will just control himself and relax, he will receive that money. So every time that a person comes to upset you, that you have a test of anger, wake up your desire for money, your desire for cash, and tell yourself, it's worth it. I'd rather to be quiet today, and I'll make another thousand, and who knows what really you're going to get. And in a big test, you're going to receive big money. And it's worth it. The problem is that we lack of faith. So what we need to do, because I can talk, and I'm talking and talking, and thank God my power of speech, probably... When they said that 90% women received, maybe I was a female in that generation. I took it all and ran away. My students, my women students, they can't talk. They're mute. I took their power of speech, probably. I'm talking for them. I'm the feminine voice in this generation. It's good. It's also good. Someone needs to speak for them. I don't mind. So I can talk, but the question is, are you soaking? Are you receiving? Are you taking it in? It's not depends in how much I'm talking. It depends in how much you want to receive. I told you that. I was sitting with another 100 people in the same class. The rabbi was talking, was teaching, was amazing class. Do you think that all of the 101 students that were sitting over there received the same wisdom from that class? I tell you, hell no, for sure no. Why? Because I know that I had vessels that were much bigger and greater than the other ones that were sitting over there. I know them. It's not that I'm criticizing them. It's not that I'm being arrogant. I just saw results. I know those things. And in the end of that class, the rabbi said, and even if I gave that class only for one person that will hear that message, and in 10 years he will wake up from that class, it was worth it for me. That's how the rabbi finished that class. So in what it depends? In the holy desire of the students to change. You want to change or you want to stay as you are? You want to say to everyone, no, I'm good, no, I'm cool, no, I'm fine, no, don't rock my boat, no, don't talk to me, no, don't rebuke me. Oh, you're not going to change. You're going to stay like that. Your father is stuck, Like that your mother, she's stuck and they cannot change anymore because they're stuck, because they chose that, took that decision to stay as they are many, many years ago, and this is why they're stuck. So you can take the same decision and to stay as you are, no problem. But if you want to change, you need to accept it, to take it on yourself, and then to start rock yourself, move yourself, shake yourself, rebuke yourself, break yourself maybe even. To bang yourself to the walls, to punch yourself, to hit yourself, to argue with yourself, to confront yourself, confront your fears. If you're not ready to stir the pot, it will never going to be ready. You can put all of the ingredients inside. No cake will come out of it. Nothing. The egg will stay an egg. The flour will stay flour. The sugar will stay sugar. Everything will stay stuck in the same pot, in the same bowl, and will never going to change. If you want to make something out of it, you need to make something out of yourself. You need to take the ingredients and to work with them. Rabbeinu said, you need to take my Torah and to make from them tefillot, prayers. You need to take the wisdom and to work with it. To come to the class, great. But you need to take that wisdom and to process it, to work. If the rabbi told you, you need to shut up, you need to shut up. If the rabbi told you, you need to give charity, you need to give charity. If the rabbi told you, you need to go and do long prayer on it, you need to go and do long prayer on it. If the rabbi told you, it's good for you to give me money, you need to give me money. That's your wisdom that's supposed to be, that you need to nullify yourself to the will of the one that can heal you, for the one that can give. If you're going to go to the doctor and you're sick and you know you're sick and the doctor will tell you, listen, you need to take 3 spoons of fish oil every day. You want to puke. But he's telling you that's your cure. And also half a cup of vinaigrette every day of oil, of, I don't know, something that you can't drink. Herbs, juice, I don't know, essence, how you call the disgusting things. Something that you can't put in your mouth, but he tells you that's your cure. That's your medicine, your only medicine. So now the question is, do you want to be healthy or not? That's the only question. Oh, that you want to choose flavors and to, no one's going to tell me what to do. No, and you came to the doctor. Now you want to be healthy. Okay, so take the medicines. If you're not going to take the medicines, you're going to stay sick, even that you're going to be married to the doctor. You're going to be the doctor and you can be sick because you don't take the medicines, because you don't heal yourself. You're not working on yourself. So a person needs to find for himself that person that is guiding him and to choose him and to say, now I'm nullifying myself to him. Of course, you must check and you must pray for that. And you need to ask for Hashem Yitbarach, please, Adricheni Ba'amitecha, guide me to the right place, to the right person, to the right one. But if that person, you already chosen him, that's it, he's the one, you need to throw your wisdom. Like that Rabbi Natan, the student of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, of Rabbi Nachman, he said, the thing that is different between me to the rest of the students of Rabbeinu is that I threw away all of my wisdoms. He just took all of his wisdoms that he had from before, and he was a giant. He was such a genius before he came. But when he saw that Rabbeinu gave such light to the world and he was right always, so Rabbi Natan said to himself, okay, what's the use of being wise now? I need to be innocent, to be tamim, to be simple. Copy, paste, whatever he tells me, I do. Whatever he says that is right, is right. Whatever he says that is wrong, and that's it. So now he said something and you still misinterpret it, you still don't understand, great, go to the fields. Like that Rabbi Natan was going to the field and screaming, Breslev boer esh, averota belibi, there is a huge flaming holy fire in Breslev, please. That is going to flame inside of my heart, that is going to lit inside of my heart, that is going to shine from my heart, that my heart is going to wake up to see, to recognize, to feel. If you see that your rabbi is such an angel and you look at yourself and you're so physical and down and broken, so okay, come closer to him. It's not physically. It's to become to be like him, like that he is working and worshiping and serving and surrendering. You need to start doing those things. Why he can be rebuked from his wife and you cannot? Because you're arrogant and he's not. Why he can give so much charity and you cannot? Why he's working day and night and you not? Why he's praying 6 hours and another six in the next day and you cannot? Why he's ready to hear your complaints and you can never hear his complaints on you? Why? What's the difference between you? That he's got something special and you haven't opened yourself to that. You're not ready. You're not preparing yourself to that. Why? Because you're angry, because you're sad, because you're annoyed, because you need your time, because you need your honor, because you need your money, because you're weak. But if you want to get stronger, if you're not going to start practicing and working out, you're not going to get stronger. You're just going to get weaker and weaker. If you want to achieve something, so it's time to move your body. If you're not ready to walk and to run and to work, so you're not going to develop. How? How in the world do you think you're going to change? Someone will come and will heal you? That's not the truth. That's Christianity. That's Christianity. That's not the truth. That's Christianity. Christians waiting for salvation. Great, he will come. And until then, it's a party. Great. I'm not talking chas shalom bad. Need to understand, if you felt that feeling, it's wrong. That's not right. To wait, Mashiach will come. He will heal us. He will kiss us. He will hug us. I want to heal him. I want to help him. He's Mashiach. I need to work for him. Not he will work for me. Mashiach will come and he will heal all of the sick. Mashiach is sick. Mashiach needs help. We need to go and help him. You want to wait until Mashiach will come? He's suffering because of our sins. So first of all, stop sinning. Be a human being. Start working on yourself. It's Klipat Esav. It's Klipat Edom. It's imaginations. Dreams. No. When Mashiach will come, it's going to be so beautiful. Who promised you that you're going to survive the massacre before of Mashiach? Who promised to you that you're going to survive the fire, the flame of foreign thoughts and confusions that will be in the world 1 hour before Mashiach will come? What? The fact that you went to church on Sunday, that you ate from the holy bread, those poor crackers, that's what's going to heal you? That's what it's going to heal you? Really? You think that that's the test? That you passed the test? That you were there early Sunday? That's the test? And you think that if you're a Jew and you kept Shabbat the seventh day, so that's the test? You think that that's the test? Not to drive in Shabbos? Not to smoke weed in Shabbos? That's the test? No, that's not the test. The test, it doesn't matter if you're Christian, if you're Muslim, if you worship Buddha, if you're a Jew. It doesn't matter. You need to be the best person in town. You need to be the most generous and nice and kind person in the world. You need to be the flag of the loving kindness of the Creator. You need all day long to think how to help the creations, how to help the Creator, how to fulfill your job, your mission, to be a better person, to upgrade yourself, to go out from your fears, from your anxieties, from your sadnesses, from your depression, from your confusions. That's what you... It doesn't matter who you are. Do you think that there is a difference now if you're a Muslim, if you're a Christian, if you're a Jew, in the eyes of the Creator? Now he... No, he's a Jew. Jews are suffering for years. Why are we suffering in the exile? There are rules, there are halachot. Jews are obligated in more rules than the nations, than the other nations. That's the difference. We are more obligated. The eyes of the Creator are more on us to check our moves. What are you doing? Why are you doing that? You know, you need to do that. He is guiding us more. With the intention that we're going to take all of that learning, all of that wisdom, and go and teach the rest of the world. It's not to develop your pride. Oh, the holy nation. Holy nation can starve to death and 6 million will go to the stoves. And in a very short time, and with no support, even from heaven. can be under daily attacks of murderers and terrorists and suicidal crazy people that are just trying to kill the world, to destroy the world today. Why? Because we are still asleep. Okay, if you're asleep, Hashem is asleep. If you're going to wake up, Hashem is going to wake up with you. You need to ask yourself, how I'm going to wake up? How I'm going to wake up myself? How I'm going to be sober? How I'm going to wake up from that crazy dream, from landing from that cloud that I'm surrounded by? And you must take brave decisions to wake yourself up. And if really you want to listen, if really you want to learn, there is someone that is already guiding you and giving you all of the advice. You just need to follow him and that's it. And he will bring you to the promised land. Just you need to listen. To throw your wisdoms. To stop, to throw away your arrogance, your stupidity, your nonsense. Tell me what you built in life that you're such a genius. If you have money, probably someone gave you that money and you haven't made that money in your life. Probably, usually. And if you have money, it doesn't mean that you have peace in your house. It doesn't mean that your wife, she appreciates you. And if your wife is quiet and she's not rebuking, it doesn't mean that your children are going to grow to be righteous and to go in the right way. And if they also have very good nature, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be sick in a couple of days. So it's not like you know something about your life. It's not like you have some guarantee. The only guarantee that you can have is that Hashem is good. Tov Hashem lakol. Hashem is good for everything. The Creator, He's good for everything. He's good for your health, for your kids, for your shalom bayit, for your business, for your parnasa. But you must nullify yourself to Him. You must throw away all of your wisdoms. Because as long as you think that you run your business or that you're going to tell your wife what to do or that you're going to educate your children or that you're going to watch your I don't know how you say that, shape, be in shape, work out, I don't know. So again, you're crazy. So you're going to eat vegetables. You think you're going to be healthy eating vegetables? That's what's going to heal you. Vegetarian people are not dying. They're not. They live forever. Sports and athletes, they don't die while running, while playing in the middle of the game. No, never died. No one. It's a joke. It's just the joke is on us that we're asleep. No, I'm gonna run. Okay. Run to the forest, go do tshuva. Run to the forest, run to Hashem. One of my friends, I have a lot of honor and appreciation for that person. 13 years ago, he told me, if you're not going to go to the field to talk to the Creator, in the end you're going to crawl to the field. And he was right. And I was crawling to the field. I was crawling on four. I was dragging myself to the field. But that voice that he told me was reminding me of what did he said. So when I came to the field, I realized that I made a mistake not going and talking to the Creator. Go and ask the Creator, what can I do for you? What should I do for you? What do you want for me? What is my mission? Who am I? What's my job? What's the purpose of my life? What should I do? How I'm going to respect my wife, how I'm going to guide my children, what I'm going to do with the business, who I'm going to learn Torah from. Ask. Go consult with Hashem. Go. Open a discussion with the Creator on everything. What I'm going to do with food, what I'm going to do with my desire to sweets, what I'm going to do with my eyes, what I'm going to do with my heart, what I'm going to do with my stomach, what I'm going to do with dairy, what I'm going to do with my car. Go talk to Hashem. You will be answered. The reason that you haven't been answered yet is only because that you haven't spoke with him enough. A big discount. Enough. Most of us never open the discussion. Most of us really never open themselves up to Hashem. Open yourself. Go and talk. And you will learn how to walk. Thank you. Batzlacha rabba. Good luck.